I just want you all to know how much it means to us that you're all here.
Thanks to Mom and Dad.
Beautiful.
Just a perfect day.
Dear Heavenly Father.
So, Lehu, if you're next, then when am I next?
That's a great question. I think it's after the old guy that has sex at the beginning of this film.
You know what I was about to say? It's probably going to be me first as far as being next or whatever, because I'm black, so.
Exactly. Damn it, you beat me to the joke. I was thinking about that all day.
I'll tell you this right now. There's a scene where somebody runs out of the house screaming and shit like that. That would have been me.
Okay. You actually just hit the nail on the head of what I love about this movie, where this movie is just like, I'm going to make a run for it. And the movie's just like, what do you think's going to happen, people? Really? All right, let's at least make this look cool.
Hey, can I ask you a question? I heard this came out in 2011.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Is that true? Or?
Yes, it did. So, allow me to give you a little bit of an oral history for this movie, because I've actually been paying attention to this one for a while, because Adam Wingard and Ty West are two horror directors that I think are on the rise. I think they've done... Ty West did The Innkeepers, if you ever saw that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and I thought that was a really cool little ghost story. Adam Wingard has done a bunch of short films that are all... You know, you can tell that this is a guy that loves horror films, and even though he doesn't really have any new ideas, he understands what it takes to make a fun horror film.
Funny thing is, I never looked at this like a horror film. Even when I saw it before I even saw the movie or whatever, even when I was watching it, I still didn't look at it as a horror film. I guess my classification of what horror is, and me and Z had this talk when we did Forgot Horror for Scream or whatever, I guess my classification of a horror film is not this or whatever. I saw it more of as a thriller mystery type.
Yes. I agree with you on that. I would. I think the only way that this does classify as horror, because it has your jump scares, it has your gore. But, you know, this got made in 2011, early 2011, actually.
Yeah.
Screened at the Midnight Festival for the Toronto Film Festival and won it.
Yeah, and came out at South by Southwest, I believe.
Yeah, South by Southwest this year it screened. Yeah. But it first got showed at Toronto Film Fest 2011. Lionsgate, after it won the Midnight Award, bought it, kept it on the ship. It was actually supposed to release last October until they pushed it to now.
On their part. That was a good business move because of all that other shit that came out that last
year. Yeah, so I kind of hope that Lionsgate would have put it this October, since there's not really a lot coming out this October. Like, they just would have waited.
They probably thought that Paranormal Activity 5 was coming out because that was scheduled for that, but then it got pushed back.
Yeah, I agree.
It might have been too late to change the date on this one again.
I don't know. But, anywho, so they kept this for 2 years, and then they showed it South by Southwest, and they said, hey, it's going to release, you know, the theatrical cut's going to come out later this year.
Okay.
So, now let's go to now. Where, after 2 years waiting for this movie, I finally saw it.
So, now, did anybody see it in 2011? I'm curious about that now.
Well, there's like 6 or 7 critics that went to that Toronto Film Festival screening, and they all came out going like, holy shit, this is so much fun.
At Toronto Film Festival in 2011, now.
What?
It was only released at the film festival.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was released at like a limited release. Or
yes,
something like
the
that.
First cut that was the original cut by these directors was shown at the film festival, and then Lionsgate bought it, and Lionsgate gave them money to go back and do reshoots.
Interesting.
Okay.
I see, Papi. Okay.
Yes. So, allow me to break this movie down pretty easily for anyone who's on the fence about this.
It's a very simple plot. It's a very simple plot, but.
This all comes down to one question. Do you like horror movies that are funny because they understand horror tropes and will make fun of them? If you say yes, then go see this movie. If you say no, then I would say stay away.
Well, the funny thing with you asking that is I've come to a conclusion where horror is not for me anymore. It's a joke.
Yes.
But halfway through the film, I still had fun.
Yeah, because I've been interested to see how you feel about this specifically throughout the whole week, because I know you, Mr. Character, and I feel like the first half of this movie really made you annoyed with these characters.
Oh yeah, that's why. But it's not, like, not even so much the character, just like the way it was shot, characters. Because you know, when I came in, this motherfucker is. I came here wanting to see these, because I thought it was gonna be more than these people that it was. Whatever. I was just like lining them up. I was like, as soon as they kept introducing new people, I was just like, yes, line up.
Yeah, exactly. That's one thing I will say about this movie. It has a high body count.
I said yes. Beat them to the meat grinder or whatever. Because I, even though I said that before, I can't remember which movie I said that, then we review where I was just like, they're just meat for the grinder to be fed or whatever. I don't know. I forgot what horror movie did or whatever. But I was like, yeah. But in this one, I was just like, yes, they're all dicks to me. So feed them to the meat grinder.
Exactly. See, you just hit the nail on the head of why this is awesome to me. Because this, you know what this made me think of a lot of? It made me think of Piranha 3D that came out a couple years ago. Because yeah, the key to that,
right?
Huh?
I believe 2011, right?
Yes, because the key to me with that film was that every person who died in that film, they set up as a dick.
Yeah, they deserved it. Yeah.
Exactly. This does the same thing. And when I saw in the first half of this movie that they were setting these people up as dicks, except for one, I was like, okay, she's going to live, they're all going to die, and it's going to be glorious.
Yeah, seriously, you know, I don't understand why everybody was giving her shit or whatever. Like the brother, I think it was Joe Swanberg who played Drake.
Joe Swanberg, yes.
That guy was a fucking douche. And then I looked in the mirror and I was like, never mind, let me shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Because this guy's a douche, and trust me, people, he gets his comeuppance.
It's funny how he dies, whatever.
Exactly. And that's the key to this film. This film is one of those films that knows exactly what horror fans want, and it gives them it and has fun with it at the same time.
Yeah, because set up a simple plot here, whatever, is it's pretty much like the parents are having an anniversary. I don't know which one. It might have been the 50th. I'm just going ahead and say it because that's important or whatever.
Yeah.
And they invite all their, I think it's three sons and one daughter.
Yes.
And, of course, they all got relationships going on. So it's about a total of 10 of them in a house now.
Yeah. So, the parents,
and you know what? They're arguing at a dinner table. Motherfucker gets shot with an arrow. And two arrows. Never mind. I'm sorry. Two arrows.
Yeah, one gets shot.
It's
one,
funny because he was that hipster douchebag.
One gets shot through the head, and then the other gets shot through the back. Doesn't die.
Yeah, he lives through the whole damn
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he just passes out through pain.
Yeah, because we find out that one of the brothers, Crispin, is dating, supposedly she's getting her master's, which I don't understand why people's giving her shit, talking about she's a student.
Yeah, AJ Bowen plays Crispin. She's a grown-ass woman, then. Yeah, and the main character of this movie, as it turns out in the second half of the film, is Aaron, played by Sharni Vizin?
Yeah, that indie film chick was in this, and she kicked a lot of ass.
Yeah.
Me and Lehu trained her. And,
do you know who Sharni Vizin's married to?
Actually, I know. She looks familiar, honestly, especially in the scene where she's holding an axe and looking out the window. I was looking at that. I was like, I know I've seen her before or whatever.
Yes, you have. If you've seen the Step Up films, you have.
Step Up 3D, yeah. I know she's in that shit or whatever. So it's after
So, yeah, this...
You gotta dance, you gotta be a badass, eh?
Exactly. She took those dancing skills and became Bruce Campbell from Evil Dead.
I think she started dancing on the fucking scene or whatever with that accident, and she started pop-locking out of the harm's way.
Exactly. And she really... What I love about
she's
this movie...
To, by the way. Who's she married to?
She is married to Kellan Lutz.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I know I recognized her from Step Up 3. I didn't know she was married to him, though.
Yeah, so... Oh, no, I'm sorry. She's not married. She's dating him.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Same thing.
So anywho, she is getting made fun of through this whole movie by her boyfriend's whole family. And then when these motherfuckers start attacking, she's the only one that realizes, wait a minute. These guys are human. I got an axe. All right. Motherfucker see, motherfucker do.
Yeah, she pretty much, she pretty much takes charge, whatever. She starts making rules and calling out plans and stuff like that. And then her boyfriend's looking at her like, how do you know all this? And she never really gives a response until when she talks to the younger brother's girlfriend, tells her how she was raised and grew up with her father and stuff like that, which I was like, oh, it sounds pretty kind of badass, actually.
Yeah, it's like, wow, this film went all Evil Dead mixed, like, combined with Home Alone. because she starts setting up traps that are hilarious when you see them go off.
Okay, did the last one, did that hit the cop? I can't remember. Did that hit the cop?
Yes. Where she's, okay, that was pretty cool. Because the movie ends with, you know, everyone dead. She's the only one alive. The cops see her. It's like, oh, I think it was her. Well, let me just go process it through this door. And she's like, no. And an axe goes right through his head.
You know what I would have liked to have seen this movie with?
What?
If you would have combined the product of This Is the End with this. And just put real actors in there.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
Like, I would have loved to see Shia LaBeouf in this. No.
Yeah, exactly. No, this.
I would have loved to see that. He walks through the door. No. And then, I would have loved to see Macaulay Culkin, the star of this movie.
This should be.
Macaulay Culkin's all grown up and he's crazy now, whatever.
I honestly thought that this was Home Alone if it was for adults.
Yeah, it was, whatever, but, you know, I would have loved the scene if, like, they would have portrayed, like, a crazy Macaulay Culkin, like, he's just batshit crazy where he sets this shit up and he ends up, like, that shit would have been hilarious.
Yeah, no, I agree, where it's just like, hey, come after me, burglars, yeah, I've been exactly. waiting for you, like, for 20 years.
He dresses up like Rambo and shit, he got a red bandana, he's peeking around corners and shit.
I mean, if you've seen pictures of him lately, he looks the part.
Yeah, he does kind of look crazy these days or whatever. Yeah, but he fucked Mila Kunis, so.
Yeah, even while being gay, so props to him.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, she must be easy to get because she sure does date a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I mean, people, yes, you've seen this plot before. You've seen everything that's done with this before. But it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you're. Like,
the first. Maybe 30 minutes, maybe. I hated about 15 minutes of it. The other 15, I was just, like, psyching myself up. I was like, you're going to die.
It becomes a game in your head where it's like, all right, how are these motherfuckers going down? Are we going down with an axe? Are we going down with a knife? Are we going down with a cleaver? Oh, arrow! That's nice.
Yeah, I always say Hank saying first film of the year, whatever, because I can never remember the films I saw, whatever. I'm just going to say this is one of the films of the summer that I saw where it got better towards the end.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those things where, you know, once a movie really establishes what it's going to be, it becomes entertaining. It becomes hilarious in a dark comedy sense.
We've seen movies this year where I guess we felt whatever for the. Oh, you know, we liked the first half of it. The second half just goes like, you could have cut that out, whatever. And the third act is just like, why the fuck did they even do that? This is what I gotta say. The first act pissed me off a little bit. The middle half, I was like, yes, I'm a little intrigued. Come on, amp it up, keep amping it up. And the third act, I was just like, yes.
It turns into anarchy in the third act, where if you're watching this with a bunch of friends, you are being like, come on, come, yeah!
Oh, I thought you were going to say, come at me, bro. And I was telling that to my friends, come at me, bro. They're like, sit your ass down. They're like, come on. Come on, you want to fight? You want to wrestle? You want to wrestle?
It really did turn into, I mean, there's so much about this that reminded me of Piranha, because it was kind of the same experience where I had, where it's like, the first act of that film was just like, oh, just get to the killing. And then the second act of that film was like, all right, here it goes. And then the third act is just like, finally!
For some of the stuff they did in the third act, I thought I was kind of predictable. I saw, like, with the younger brother and...
I agree.
I thought that was Lena Headey, his girlfriend, for a second. I was looking at her like, is that Lena Headey? Is she being a minor character again? Does this girl not know how big of an actor she is yet?
Yeah, I mean, you're completely right. It does hit those, you know, stereotypical tropes at times, but...
He was a little bitch, too, though. To be
every time they do, they linger on it not for long. Like, maybe 5-10 minutes, and then it's like, all right, back to the killing!
Yeah, which honest me, I was like... Because at the beginning of the film, he barely says anything. He doesn't say really shit or whatever. And he just has this look in his eye like he's, like, fucking crazy. But then when he gets towards doing the violent acts or whatever, he looked like the less interested in one in doing this.
Yeah. What they reveal, people, is that the brother who Aaron is dating... Crispin. Crispin has a plot to kill everyone in the family so that way he gets all the inheritance money.
Yeah, he's pretty,
So, the people in the animal mask, one is, his other girlfriend, I think?
One was a girl?
Z. Wasn't Z a girl? I thought she was.
I was talking about the younger brother when I was talking about the crazy one or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean...
The one that was dating Z and shit like that. I was talking about him, man, not Crispin.
Oh, okay. Well, Z and the brother that wants to get all the money hire the two other killers. And when Aaron finds out they're all, like, in cahoots with each other, she's just like, that's it. Nobody lives now.
Yes. You know what, Aaron... I'm glad we trained her right, though, at a new film show. She did a great job here. Because
and you know what? In an honesty point, I'm so glad that they made the lead character a woman. And they made her an actually strong fucking woman, which is nothing we've seen this summer.
I'm trying to think now. Because you're probably right.
Because
keep talking late while I think.
Exactly. That's one of those things that I've noticed this summer. It's like, oh my god, every woman character, Hollywood can just not get it right. And then with her, when this chick goes nuts, it's just like, finally, thank you.
I will say, she's the strongest female lead as far as being in a mainstream film, whatever, because we've seen some, me and you've seen some limited releases where we had some pretty good females. But
yeah.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. Like, you said I didn't like the character. I didn't like any of them but this chick at the beginning because they were just giving her so much shit or whatever. I kind of felt sorry. I was just like, she's just over there having a good time. She wants to help out around the house and shit. I was like, I don't see why people are hating on her. She's hot. She's British. Actually, she's Australian, but she sounds like she has a British accent in the film. But
I agree. And then, you know, when everyone else is freaking out, she's just like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to take
charge.
Yeah, she does. She completely takes charge. She's like, look, don't listen to those men that are pussies. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's she does some great kill scenes, too.
Oh, she really does. She really does.
That me going, yes, kill them.
Yeah, exactly. You do kind of get to kind of sadistic during this movie because you're like, kill them all.
I did some Mr. Burns shit. I kept putting my fingers in one. Like, Excellent. Why do I feel like I trained this girl myself?
Because we've watched so many bad female leads, it's like, come on, we know what it takes to make a good female lead. And when she's doing everything, it's like, see, I knew it. I knew someone could do it.
There was never one moment in the film where I believe she did anything stupid. There was never a time in the film where I went and said, why would you do that, girl? Like, everybody else, I don't give a shit. I didn't give a shit what they did or whatever. I was just like, yeah, they can go ahead and do those dumb jokes. They're all going to die anyway. I already see who's the lead character here now. That's where or whatever. But there was never once where I saw her do anything she did.
It's the same. You know, it's the same thing as, you know, go back to the original Evil Dead, where I think a lot of this movie is thanks to that. Because it's the same thing with Bruce Campbell in that movie, where when everyone else is freaking out, he's the only one that's like, look, I don't care what happens. We got to kill these guys.
Mm-hmm. And even towards the end of the film, once again, where she doesn't do the typical dumb girl thing, and they don't zoom in Crispin's eyes, and he winks at the camera and says, like, or maybe I will. She kills that motherfucker.
It's like, or maybe I, bam.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Because, you know, most of the times, I've seen this in films a lot of times in horror tropes too, whatever, is the girl will forgive him, they hug, and then the camera will zoom in on the boy's face or whatever, and he'll, like, give this, like, evilish grin and shit like this. Like, wow, you shouldn't have trusted him, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. In this movie, you know, when he tries to do it, she's like, oh, really? You think that's going to work on me? Well, fuck you!
Yeah, exactly. He looked like a... That motherfucker looked like a fat George Lucas.
Well, no, what was hilarious to me is, like, when he realizes that she's going to get attacked, he's like, wait, that didn't work?
Yeah, because he talks like, nah, Aaron. Like, kill him. Pop his balls off if you have to, whatever. It made me think, like, as calm as he was being, that's a sick motherfucker thing, some shit. Like I didn't know he was involved with the younger brother, when I knew it was just the younger brother and his girlfriend, whatever, I was like, what is their motivation of killing their whole family? And then I found out they were getting money or whatever, and I was just like, wow, you just couldn't ask your father for $1 million? I mean,
yeah.
Are you really that greedy that, like, you
could be your father? You're a douche. Like,
hey, yeah, could I get, like, hey, Pops, could I get $1 million or whatever? No, son. Well, I guess I'm going to murder you then.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this is a genre film, people. It hole in hole is. And I think people who see a lot of horror movies are going to love the shit out of this. I also think that a general audience is not going to love the shit out of this.
As much as I don't care about the horror, I guess, not even so much, I was going to say cliches, but you say, like, the horror parody, I guess parodies, if you will, if they stuck in here, the little horror references they made here. So, like, I didn't really care for any of that stuff. What kept me going was the main female character in the film.
I completely agree with you. So, what would you give it?
Better than Evil Dead, to be honest. The remake.
You know what? I completely agree with you. And I like that film, but I completely agree with you.
Well, I thought it was whatever. I didn't care for it. I thought this film was just trying to win people over with blood and guts and stuff like that, whatever, and gore. And I didn't care for any of the characters, and it felt like they were just trying to rehash. And then the ending with Ash showing up at the end, waving at the camera and shit. I was like, okay, yeah. I thought this was better because of the female lead, Erin, who we trained and loved so much, or whatever. And you know, we hope that she keeps bringing us great writing and great power to film. And went all
over. I can tell you right now, from looking at screenplays that she has. Oh yeah, she's gonna have some strong female leads. Trust me.
Tell you this right now, I know our Erin probably doesn't like her because her name is spelled with an I and not a Y.
Maybe.
She'd be like, that bitch got her name all spelled wrong, whatever.
See, it's funny because you mentioned our Erin, and our Erin, like, other people look at her and is like, you spelled it wrong, and she's like, it's Irish, motherfuckers.
I know she gets upset about it. I know she does. I know you've known her longer than me or whatever, and you've talked to her more or whatever, but I can tell if someone said her name was spelled it wrong, she's looking at me like, you stupid fuck.
Okay, so what would you give this rating wise?
I didn't care. I don't care about the horror tropes or anything like that. That stuff doesn't really interest me or whatever. Cause I will say this. I don't find it stupid or play. I actually applaud them because I know there's still a lot of horror fans. Horror for me is just, I think I just got worn out from it now. Whatever. I probably need like a very long break. No, I can't even say that because I gave Sinister a C. I actually enjoy Sinister a lot. So maybe horror isn't done for me or whatever. I just so many bad ones and then one good one a year. It's kind of like, oh.
Yeah, I agree with you. But when that good one comes along, at least for me as a horror fan, it's just like, oh, thank you, God. Someone. Yeah, it's refreshing.
Yeah, because it's not like a remake or a sequel or like rehashing some
characters. Yeah, and it's original idea like this.
Yeah. I didn't like anybody else. Loved the main character, Erin. She was awesome. She was amazing. I hope to see her get more work instead of Step Up 5D or whatever the fuck is going to be.
Yeah.
But I'll give it a high rating.
Okay. I'm going to give this a low C it. Just because, you know, this does... You talked about how a lot of the horror tropes, being someone who watches a lot of horror and sees a lot of those horror tropes, this manages to break some of them with having a female lead, which is God unheard of in horror films.
Yeah, Evil Dead, we're looking at you because you did that earlier this year with your female lead, and yeah,
yeah. You know, you have a great female lead. You have a smart lead, which is something unheard of in horror films.
Perfect. She's perfect.
Exactly. And, you know, even when this film goes into the tropes of horror movies, it knows exactly how to have fun with them. It really does. Like, the stupid people, it's just like, all right, you're stupid, you get to die, and we're going to make it glorious. So,
I'm... A blender on your fucking head.
Exactly.
That's like that lawnmower scene in Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah, so... the only real criticism I have against this is the first 20-30 minutes. I mean, people... For genre fans, the movie opens up with the sex scene. So you have to get that idea that, okay, this is a genre movie of horror.
We didn't talk about that sex scene too, by the way. Did that bitch look boring?
Yeah. Oh, I was watching an interview with the director. They did that on purpose.
Okay, because I was going to say, I would have punched that. I'm sorry. Hey, women, that's the only time I'll hit you is if I'm fucking you and you got that look on your face like, is it in yet?
Yeah, they did that on purpose.
Yeah, because she was. I know the family set up that when they drove past that house. Oh, I heard he left his wife for some 19-year-old or some shit like that. Whatever. She was like 20 or something like that. Whatever. And this dude was like pushing 40 something.
Right. And the reason they did that is because they wanted to. They pretty much wanted to make a joke about how some 19 and 20-year-old bitches are stupid. So they were like, we don't know if
they
people
don't
are
know when they good dick. That's what.
Hey. Well, it was more just like, we want to make a joke about old gold diggers. I don't know if anyone's going to get it, but we thought it was funny.
Yeah, you know, I can see that, man. Because these places they were living in, I don't know if this was in the woods or whatever, but these houses were pretty big. So I guess another cabin in the woods, if you will. But yeah, they were pretty huge, though. They were like mansions, kind of.
Yeah, and I think that makes up for a great thing. I mean, people, this is Home Alone for adults. It's awesome. It's really, really fun. Go with a bunch of friends. I give it a low see it. Or if you really don't want to fork up $8, go see it. Wait for it on video. Get a bunch of people to come over and watch this and have a blast.
You know what? I was going to say that you bring up the video, which is why I get my rating that it is. I think another reason what takes me out of horror films too, whatever, is I can't watch them with a group of people in a theater. I can't watch that shit in a crowded theater because the audience are fucking stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
they fucking jump and squeal at every goddamn, like, in the beginning of the film, there's just music playing, none killings happening, or people screaming, John, just like, y'all taking me out of the fucking film itself, whatever.
And I bet you $5, everyone walks out of it, it's like, it wasn't scary. I'm like, that's not the point.
That's what, yeah, exactly, that's what they were saying. Some of them was walking out saying, some of it was stupid and stuff like that. I was just like, yeah, I'm feeling that way because of you, stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
I think horror movies for me, I seriously, if I could get them at home before they come out in theaters, my rating's probably be higher on some of these, but the audience, they take me out of the horror film sometimes.
I agree. So we got to get ready for our next horror film now that you mentioned coming home before going to a theater, because you remember what we promised people.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not talking about the one that makes you mad. I'm talking about another doll.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I know. Didn't it come out October or September?
Late September, and word on it's coming in pretty good, so we might actually be pretty okay.
Now, Lehu, we'll end this with saying we have to raise over $20 million. We're going to start a Kickstarter so we can get these actors that we want in this film so we can remake this.
Okay.
I want James Franco in it.
I want Shia LaBeouf going, no, 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 before he gets shot through the head with an arrow.
Yeah, exactly. Before no, I want him to scream before that arrow comes. Optimus!
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, good night, everybody.
Good night.